out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's a beautiful day, Trey Trey.
Oh, yes, it is. And it's a beautiful day to fall in love.
I mean, it really is. Sometimes it's easy for people.
Yeah.
Other times you get ghosts and you're like, what the heck is wrong with me?
It's true.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Well, this morning we have Alicia calling in. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about this date you went on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we met on Match.com, and we both are really active. We like to play volleyball and swim and go canoeing. And we were going to meet for just like a casual drink at Rockhound Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and everything seemed good. Like everything seemed to be going well. We had great conversation. I think we were both having a great time. And so Ori lives down the street from Rockhound, and we decided to go back to his place for a nightcap.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Love the nightcaps, girl.
All right, very good.
So, yeah. So I'm like, this is going well. I feel good. And we seem to have a really good time back at his place. But it was weird because after a while, Ori said he had to go to bed, that he had an early business meeting the next day, which was totally fine. Yeah. But I just, like, I haven't
heard from him.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us, how was the playtime? Was it good?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. It was good. I had a great time. Like, I thought it was one of the best dates I've had in a while.
Ew.
Like, I really like him. So, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds like a great time. And a girl, she got pleased. That is the best part about this.
No, that's right.
It's not easy for all women. All right, Alicia. Well, tell us, girl, how long has it been since the last time you two spoke?
Yeah.
It's been like probably 2 weeks. So I don't know.
Oh.
That seems like a long time after, you know, like nothing, no contact.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
All right, yeah. Tracy. Well, okay. Let's not wait any longer.
Let's not.
It's time to investigate.
That's right.
We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Ori and see why the heck he has ghosted you, girl, after
That's
two
right.
weeks, after having a great time.
I know.
Ooh,
how dare he?
Let's get it on. All right, it's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Second Date Update, hopefully with Alicia and Ori next on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Wow, we have Alicia on the phone.
We do.
Ooh, she had a hot date, honey.
She sure did.
But it's been 2 weeks since this hot date. Again, she met Ori on Match.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're both active.
Yes, they're very active.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
They like in more ways than one, girl.
I know.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff in common. Volleyball, swimming, all that. They met at Rockhound Brewing. Sound like they had a great time. She said it was one of the best dates she's had in a long time.
That's right. And then they went back to his place and then had fun under the sheets. And
then
he had to like go home because he had to wake up for work. And now it's been 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, all right. it's let's call him.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, girl. It is time. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
Who's this? How are you? How are you doing?
This is Ori.
How are you doing?
Who is this?
Hi, Ori.
Hi.
This is Chris and Tracy. We're calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. So listen,
What's
I know.
What's this about?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because you're probably like, this is the creepiest phone call ever from these ladies.
Right.
Number one, we are kind of creepy. Number two, we are calling because someone took a mad liking to you, and you do very good at what you do, by the way, doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Alicia?
Alicia.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Match.com, you went to Rockhound Brewery, and then you guys went to your place.
That's right.
Right.
For
So tell us why you haven't called her in 2 weeks. We're just curious.
Right.
Why I haven't called her?
I know.
Right. Why?
She likes you.
Yeah.
She likes you.
You guys have a lot of details on me. Okay. I don't have any secrets.
Okay.
I liked her. She was we were having a good time. We had some beers and then
Yeah.
Everything was good in my place, but
Mm-hmm.
you know, I sort of told her I had a business meeting in the morning, but that wasn't really true. It was sort of just an excuse I used because Alicia was, I don't know if it's okay for me to say this, but she's extremely hairy.
Oh no.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, no, but like we were messing around and it's like with like her legs were very hairy, her armpits were very hairy.
Oh my god. Yeah, Ori, that happens to be Alicia.
That's Alicia.
She's been listening.
Yeah.
So let's just ask Alicia, how he's describing, honey, is that you were kind of like a Wookiee in bed. Were you that hairy?
Okay. I'm just shocked because this is not a big deal to me. Like I wax and you have to grow it out to wax.
Exactly.
And like, I was just in between waxes. I didn't think we were going to go back to his place. Like, it's not like first dates. I usually do that. I just liked him and I was excited. So
she got a point.
I'm busy. Like I work two jobs.
Girl, I know that's right. And it's hard to find time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, was she that hairy? I mean, was she that hairy or was it just like in between waxes?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I didn't know she was listening. So I don't mean to sound like,
she's on the phone.
So you're on second date update, Ori, just so you know. Right. It's a very popular segment out here.
It is.
Oh, my God. no, look, I get it. I get it. It's like, it's natural. All women have
it's natural.
Hair.
Right. Yes, we do.
But I also don't think I need to apologize for liking smooth skin. I mean, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. And it was a lot for me. And it was...
Was it like so long where it was like braidable?
Can we braid it? That's what I wanted to know.
Can you crimp it? I mean, what are we talking about?
Are we talking a flat iron?
That's right. Some fat rolls.
I kind of felt like I was fooling around with my dog. And I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
What? Well, that's are you kidding me?
I love my dog. I do, but I wouldn't.
Oh my gosh.
So listen, this is the basis of the call. I mean, obviously, we don't actually know if Alicia's even interested, but we were trying to get you two to come together.
Well, yeah.
For a second date. I mean, give her a break. She's a busy girl. We're busy.
In between waxes.
Yes. Ori.
Everything else was good, right?
Yeah, no, everything else was good. I mean,
this is a minor detail.
I would try it again, maybe with smoother skin.
Okay. I don't know, man. That's so
It's up to you. You know what we could do? We could send these two out to get themselves, like, you know, a nice manicure, a pedicure, little massage, and then we'll get a wax job done.
Yeah, that could be their second date.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do that?
Together.
Yeah, I'll get waxed.
Guys need to be groomed.
Only if he does. He has to get waxed, too.
Yay! We did it again!
We're always about bringing people together.
Yes,
I love it.
Bring the fur balls together.
Fur babies!
I know.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.